The main drag of the Delano neighborhood in Wichita is busy on a recent Tuesday afternoon. Cars drive through a roundabout and jockey for parking spaces during the lunchtime rush. Inside the Vagabond, which doubles as a coffee shop and bar, patrons enjoy cappuccinos and stiff cocktails. Anthony Osu sits at the bar.
I just recently moved back from Denver, and I've been here for about a year.
Osu is in his early 30s. He was born and raised in Wichita. He doesn't know much about the caucus system in Kansas, but he thinks it sounds interesting.
Meeting with a group of people that, you know, have similar interests and ideologies, things of that nature. Yeah, I mean, caucuses is something that, you know, I'd be interested in.
He admits that he has no idea how they work, which is common. Sitting in a nearby booth is Corey Whitlock, who's 26.
Is that like where we get to decide who's the nominee for a certain party?
It's a common question. People have a general idea of what the purpose of a caucus is, but not how the process works. And it's rare to find someone who's actually been to one. In 2008, when Barack Obama was running against Hillary Clinton and John McCain was running against Mike Huckabee, only about 3% of registered voters participated in the caucus in Kansas. Across the street at Picasso's Pizza, the restaurant is packed. Bob Langhofer says he follows national politics, but he thinks Kansas gets too few delegates for our caucuses to really matter.
What happens in Kansas, from a caucus standpoint, does not really impact much what actually happens at a national basis in terms of who the candidate is for each party.
Kansas receives 40 Republican delegates and 37 Democratic delegates in the presidential primary election. That's similar to Oklahoma and Nebraska, but far less than more populated states like California and Florida. Kansas only represents 1% of the national vote for the Republican ticket and less than 1% for the Democratic ticket. But despite some of the apathy on display in Delano, the caucuses will go on. So, how do they work? Kelly Arnold is the Sedgwick County Clerk and also the chairman of the Kansas Republican Party.
Right now, we have 103 different locations where we will have a caucus site.
The GOP caucus is run in a similar fashion to a primary. On March 5th, registered Republicans will gather at one of more than 100 caucus sites across the state. In Sedgwick County, it's held in the Century 2 Convention Center in downtown Wichita.
We actually have two options of voting. Those that want to partake in the festivities and listen to the speeches and kind of, you know, be engaged in that aspect, you'll be in a room. You'll be able to hear everything. And at the end, we're going to pass out ballots. You'll be able to vote and go on your way.
It's possible that a candidate like Marco Rubio or Ben Carson will attend, but Arnold says many of the speeches will come from representatives of their campaign. Caucus participants will also have the option to skip the speeches, vote, and leave. Once this is completed at sites across the state, the votes are sent to Topeka, where they're tallied.
Kansas has 40 delegates, and the winner of the caucus gets those delegates. Now, we are a proportionate state, which means you could have three candidates or more in Kansas walk away with delegates. So we divide it up based on percentage of the vote.
This means that if Ted Cruz were to get 50% of the votes in the Kansas Republican caucus and Donald Trump were to get 25%, Cruz would get 20 delegates and Trump would get 10. A candidate must receive at least 10% of the caucus votes in order to be assigned a delegate. When that's all decided, these delegates travel to the Republican National Convention in July and vote for the candidate they're assigned to. If their candidate drops out of the race between then and now, the delegate is free to vote for any candidate. Kelly Arnold says it sounds complicated, but for people who really love their party, he says it's worth it.
It gives them an opportunity to come down and actually be a part of the process, you know, to see other people and meet other people that have the same vision and values, to be able to cast a vote and really feel like they actually are doing something, which they are.
Over at the Democratic side, it gets even more dense. Lee Kench is a local lawyer and chair of the Kansas Democratic Party.
I was a Gore alternate in 1988. I was a Kerry delegate in 2004. I was an Obama delegate in 2008. I was an Obama delegate in 2012.
Needless to say, Kench is a seasoned Kansas Democrat. His party will also hold their caucuses on March 5th. There will be one held in each state Senate district, 47 locations across the state. But instead of casting votes for a certain candidate, it's more of a popularity contest.
The doors will open at 1 o'clock, and registration will conclude at 3. Then all of the participants will be given an opportunity to form candidate preference groups.
Candidate preference groups are basically clusters of supporters. In Kansas, they will organize in groups for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Once these groups are formed, a headcount is taken, and that headcount is essentially the vote. Each caucus location gets a certain amount of delegates based on the population of their Senate district. Lee Kench.
For example, here in Sedgwick County, I reside in the 16th State Senate District. We will caucus in Andover. We are allotted 9 delegates.
This means that based on the size of these organized preference groups, Hillary Clinton could receive 6 of those delegates, and Bernie Sanders could receive 3. Once this is decided at each caucus site across the state, the delegates are added up, and the state eventually sends 37 people to the Democratic National Convention, who will vote in proportion to the caucus results for the entire state of Kansas. It's a complex system, and Lee Kench says that in Kansas, it's not always easy to summon the Democratic troops come caucus day.
When you're an official in the Democratic Party in a state that is as red as Kansas, it's a challenge. There's no question about that.
But Kench says that he sees new faces, as well as young people, at each and every caucus he attends. He says it's a wonderful party-building tool, and that attending a national convention as a delegate is a real honor. In Wichita, I'm Sean Sandifer.